Welcome to one of the six public hearings on the proposed RMP amendment, Highlands Affordable Housing. These public hearings have been noticed on the council's website and printed in the council's newspapers of record. My name is Allison Bittner, and I am a principal planner with the Highland, New Jersey Highlands Council. Here with me today is Alex Hasha. In today's hearing, we will hear comments from interested members of the public on draft amendments. Please be sure to sign in at the table where copies of the proposed amendments and a summary memo are also available. If you would like to speak, please raise your hand and wait to be called on. When you speak, please state your name, affiliated organization, and address for the record. We do encourage all speakers to leave a copy of their remarks with council staff and to limit your comments to 3 minutes. Comments may also be submitted to comments@highlands.nj.gov. Please be aware that this hearing is for the comments on these documents only. It is not a forum for comments on the Highlands Act, NJDEP regulations, or specific property questions. If you do make a comment on something other than the document, your comment will be categorized as unresponsive and will not be addressed further. This is purely a listening session for us. We will not be responding to comments at this time. At the end of the six public hearings, we will generate a public comment response document, which will inform any changes we may then wish to make to the original document. The time is now 5:01 p.m. At this time, there are no commenters present. We will pause the recording until such a time a commenter wishes to speak.
I'm involved with several development or redevelopment projects that will obviously include an affordable housing component. And I guess one of the, looking at the recently imposed requirement, which was I think by May 1st of 2024, by the NJDEP regulation, not the Highlands Council's but the NJDEP regulation pertaining to stormwater, required municipalities to include in their ordinance books an ordinance prohibiting or severely restricting the cutting of any trees greater than 2.5 inches in caliber. I'm opposed to that because I don't think the state has any right to come on my personal, privately owned property and tell me what I can and can't do. In my particular instance, personally, every tree that exists, other than the street trees, and I can understand, I have no problem with, you know, not cutting street trees that are from a site plan or anything of that sort, but every single tree on my lot, I have planted. I've lived in the house for 45 plus years. Some of them are now overgrown and starting to be dangerous, and now I have to go pay money for a permit to cut a tree down, which is, as far as I'm concerned, a violation of my constitutional rights. I think that's an invasion of privacy. I think it's an invasion, a taking of personal of my real property, of a real property interest that I have. But that's not for you guys. How it relates to what you guys will do at Highlands is whether there'll be any consideration for, and I'm thinking that ordinance plus the limitations on tree cutting, particularly in a preservation area, for a redevelopment in a residential zone for affordable, for an inclusionary development, and tree replacement standard that already exists, and whether that will be strengthened, weakened, or whether there'll be exemptions or exceptions, one or the other, or you anticipate that there would be exemptions or exceptions for the cutting of trees in an area that's previously undeveloped within the Highlands area, and specifically within the planning area. So I think there should be some consideration given to that. Most of the sites in a rural community such as Hunterdon County in general, the non-developed areas are one of two categories, either farmland or forested to some extent. And if you're going to eliminate all the forested with strict adherence to tree cutting, both DEP and Highlands, you're eliminating a lot of potential area for affordable housing to be built. So that's my comment on that. Could probably press stop or something.
Okay. The time is 5:19. The commenter previously spoke wishes to include additional comments.
Thank you. And this relates to waivers for the construction of 100% affordable housing. I am an affordable housing advocate. I think we need affordable housing. One municipality in particular that comes to mind, which happens to be the one I live in, Clinton Township, has adopted a policy with the stated objective of limiting the total number of units that need to be constructed in order to satisfy a large obligation by building or having, they have built two 100% affordable development sites and have another one on the books and perhaps another one after that. There were three included in the housing element and fair share plan that was approved in the court settlement in the 2015 round. The practice of where to put those developments has met the criteria for the developers to obtain the tax credits, either 4% or 9% tax credits. I'm personally offended by the fact that there doesn't seem to be any real review, and I know it's probably, again, not the Highlands Council, by those that are reviewing the tax credit applications to what's stated in the applications. It's almost a sham, and I hope that it doesn't turn that there are protections from the Highlands standpoint to protect against the same thing happening to the Highlands jurisdictional aspect. So I'm not expecting you to step over out of bounds, but to be careful. My advocacy for affordable housing doesn't extend to a multitude of 100% affordable developments. I think it's counterproductive, and this is just personal opinion. I think they will, and I understand the income limitations of affordable housing. I'm not afraid of people. I'm not trying to keep people out. I don't think that low and moderate income people under the definitions of the affordable housing statutes are poor people or disadvantaged people or somehow not as welcome in a community as anybody else. I think there's a great misunderstanding about that in general. I don't share that misunderstanding, but I do feel that because of that misunderstanding that exists with a majority of the population, that it's not good to have isolated multiple 100% affordable developments. And if the Highlands Council is going to develop, again, regulations that'll waive or lessen Highlands protections in order to allow 100% developments, I'm not sure that that's warranted. I think they should be treated the same as any other developer or any other development from the Highlands protection standpoint. I don't like, as I said, the isolation. One of the criteria in the tax credit listings are access to public transportation in one particular municipality, very close to here. Again, in my opinion, things were manipulated to make it sound like there was bus routes that were accessible. That's because the county link service will put a stop at the location, but they're so limited, it's not capable of getting somebody on a regular basis to and from work. They don't run weekends, they don't run evenings, they end at 5 p.m., they don't start until 8:30 a.m., so it's not something that a commuter can necessarily use, which I think is the intent of having mass transportation somewhat available. Will that lessen or lower the scoring for 100% affordable in Hunterdon County? Yes, I think it would. But I think it's sneaking in the back door and maybe cutting the screen door in order to get in to say that there's mass transit readily available. Similarly with other aspects, I just don't think that the process is properly reviewed. Now, again, not from the Highland standpoint, but from those reviewing the tax credit applications. And because of that concern, I'm worried that the Highlands Council will similarly just whitewash every application because it's 100% affordable. And I don't think that that should happen. I don't think that there should be rockets and fireworks celebrating 100% affordable developments any more than any other development that's going to have a 20% set aside. Different topic, but same general category in not distinguishing 100% developments. Well, I mentioned the trees and other requirements. I think one aspect that does include, I think the Highlands Council was very remiss in, again, personally, in granting what they call town centers and extending town centers when they're really, I guess I wonder how much investigation the council does or staff does on behalf of the council to applications for town centers when there's not a realistic opportunity for connection to that which is the existing, quote, town, close quote. I think it's just, again, another danger that you're giving up the protection of the Highlands Act to the benefit, perhaps, of affordable housing, but I think there should be an equal balance. So please try to keep that in mind. I urge council to be careful also with, and again, particular to Hunterdon County and particular to the North County region where we're located, the Route 78-31 corridor, 78-22-31 corridor, regarding public water and wastewater management planning. There are limited capabilities for both. I personally think that the municipalities, however, play that to the hilt and do not properly evaluate the availability of those utilities, which are essential. And now you're going to headbutt a bit, I guess, between the Highlands protections and the need for affordable housing when I say there is more utility availability than meets the eye. And the unfortunate part of that is that I think, how does that saying go? The rules for thee but not for me apply in Hunterdon County regarding public utilities. And I would like Highlands to keep an open mind in that regard, again, in both directions on those.
I'm gonna
be pausing again for a moment.
The time is now 5:42 p.m. There are no additional commenters who wish to speak, and thus concludes the Highland Council public hearing on May 13th, 2024. at 5:43 p.m. in the town of Clinton. Thank you.